Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Hallelujah. Pastor keeping it real is not here today. Amen. Praise God. Working a little overtime. So you have me, amen, Apostle Talon McNeil on this evening. Glory to his name. So I thank and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't know I was going to be doing this today. I was ready, getting ready to celebrate my birthday on tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. But it, to God be the glory. He know how to move. Amen. After we didn't have 6 o'clock prayer this morning. Amen. On the line now. I'm here, sitting here getting ready, amen, praise God, to do the will of the Lord, amen. It's all right, praise God, because we have to step in where we need to step in. It was too late to call anybody to get somebody to do this for me today. But to God be the glory. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Fix at Six. Amen, praise God. Pastor, keeping it real, amen. I'm just going to give you what the Lord has given me, and I'm not going to keep you long, praise God, hallelujah. So let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have done already, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. I ask, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, allow me to step aside, Father God, that the Holy Ghost can have his way on this day. Bless thy people, God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Bless them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, God. From the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God. Uplift them, God, on today, Father God. It only you can do. So, Father, I thank you. I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge, and I pray for a greater understanding. Now, God, I thank you, Lord, that as I looked at the word, God, put the word down right now, God. Hallelujah. I ask that you feed me from heaven. Feed me manna from heaven, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify you, and I lift you up on this day. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. The Lord, as I was going today and doing things today, and I just kept hearing the Lord says that he's shifting us into new places. Amen. Praise God. Shifting us into our next dimensions. Amen. Praise God. I'm quite sure, amen, glory to his name, that you know that God is elevating you. Excuse me. God is elevating you. Can y'all just hold on 1 second? Yes, God is elevating people to new dimensions. Amen. So the passage of scripture that God has given me today, I'll be coming from Luke 22:31-32. Amen. Sorry, y'all. I don't know. It's just sometime. Hold on. Well, I tell you, the devil busy trying to choke me. Amen. The Bible says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may shift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned unto me, strengthen your brethren. Praise God. When I thought about what the Lord was saying to Peter, y'all don't know. Y'all, I'm going through something over here. Y'all forgive me. I don't know if it's the heat or what. But anyway, to strengthen your brethren. The moment that we take a look, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to Peter, tells him that he has been selected for a target attack from Satan. Jesus even goes into details of the attack, revealing that he has full knowledge of what the devil wants to do to Peter. Here we find, amen, the craziest part is that heaven's greatest opponent just asked to shift the only apostle with the revelation of Christ. And Jesus didn't even try to stop it. I know you probably think that, praise God, that when God allows the enemy, amen, to buffet us sometimes, amen, to actually push us into a place, amen, that he desires for us to go. Sometimes, amen, glory to God, we call some things to happen on our own, but some things God and Jesus allowed in our lives. What the Lord was saying that we shall go to new dimensions. A lot of times we want to just go to that dimension, praise God, but sometimes God causes things in our lives to push us into prayer, to push us into fasting, to push us to seek his face. Look at this. Just a few days ago, Jesus promised that he would build the church on Peter. Now he's given the devil permission to sift him. The word sift, and meaning, praise God, that something is proven by trial, riddled and shaken, and an inward agitation until it is almost overthrown. I don't know about you, praise God, hallelujah, but we all go through the trials, the shaking, and being irritated, praise God, and sometimes feeling overthrown. People of God, it's not a time now to put the tile in, praise God. It's not a time, amen, praise God, to stop what you're doing, because a lot of times when we are doing the work of God, come on, Holy Ghost, that's when, amen, the enemy comes and tries to get us out of place. We find that, yes, Peter the Apostle, amen, was a mighty man of God, praise God. He was one of God's apostles, amen, praise God. Jesus already knew, praise God, what would come from Peter's life. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Amen. Praise God. Glory to his name. And you got to understand, praise God, there's a foundation that's laid for us in the body of Christ. If we just stand on that solid rock, go, Messiah, called Jesus, we will make it, praise God. We will move forward in the things of God. Hallelujah. Yes, he felt overthrown. Yes, he was agitated. Yes, he was shaken and proven by trial. And so are you. We all are. From day to day, we come against things every day, but it's how we handle those things in our lives, praise God. We got to understand, praise God, that yes, we're going to go through some things. We're going to go, amen, praise God, when you're trying to even prepare for ministry. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And you feel like the ministry don't come together the way that you want it to come together sometimes. Some people missing, praise God, hallelujah. Some people don't want to work, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Wherever it be, praise God, we go through something. Have you ever did ministry or did something for God and it went so smooth? It scares you. See, that's where he wants us to know, praise God, that we have to depend on him. I pray because I depend on him. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. I fast because I depend on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. How can I hear? Glory to God. Glory to God. If the world is congesting everything that pertaineth to my life, and the same thing with you, praise God. Sometimes the world can choke out everything of Christ. But today, praise God, God wants us to know that we're going to come up against something. Why? Because you're going to new levels in God. The fact that it was Peter who was chosen for such an ordeal indicates that both Jesus and Satan understood how important this man would be to the next release of the kingdom of God. See, when I think about the people of God, see, you got to understand how important you are to the kingdom of God. My God, I give you glory. See,
The enemy knows. Come on, he caught up our standard. He's already, as the song said, he's already peeked into your future. He already knows that you're doing what God has called you to do. He already knows that you're striving to do better. He already knows, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that God is going to do something spectacular in your life for the kingdom of God. And so, praise God, he knew, praise God, he understood who Peter was. Peter was the one with the revelation. Praise God. The enemy asked to test Peter because he knew that the revelation of Christ was in him. And we think that we're going to get away. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, when you start reading the word and really trying to know who God is and who Jesus is and what Jesus wants to do in your life, what God wants to do, how he wants to set you up in ministry, praise God, how he wants to put you on different platforms, how he wants to send you to school, all those things he already knows. So God already knows. Jesus already knows those things. The devil knew that the church was going to be built on Peter. He knew that the next release of the Spirit of God was going to come from what Peter would become. The question is, why would God risk losing such a valuable asset? No. God already know how you're going to stand. He knows if you're going to throw in the towel, but the thing about it, praise God, I hear the Lord say, praise God, he has like a fishing rod, praise God, yet caught up by Sander. So if you're trying to run, he knows how to hook you and bring you back. You are a valuable asset to the kingdom of God. Can I talk to you today, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. Are you standing for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you witness for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you bringing souls for the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not about us, praise God, and how we can build our own ministry up, but how can we build the kingdom of God? Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. The question is, he knows, and he risks losing such a valuable asset. The answer comes first. Jesus allowed this trial because he knew that the church would not come forth in power if it still struggled in its identity. See, a lot of times, praise God, we got to understand who we are, who we belong to. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of times, people got identity crisis. Hey, adarabatia. See, I can't be Juanita Bynum, come on somebody, because I am Carolyn McNeil. See, we got to understand that we can't lose who we are looking at somebody else trying to preach like them, because that ain't going to work for us, because first of all, the anointing is not there. Come on, Holy Ghost, it's not there. Praise God, when you become somebody else, praise God, you becoming somebody else. You're not who God calls you to be. Praise God, God only anoint those things, amen, when we are full of him and doing what he has called. He give us a double dose of his anointing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We don't have to struggle in our identity, praise God. Have you ever found somebody around you, praise God, all of a sudden, praise God, they start sounding like you, start acting like you. Glory to God, glory to God. That's somebody else's identity. My God, I give you glory. See, we have to be authentic in the things of God. That when God pours his power upon you, praise God, that's when God pours that anointing on you. He smears it on you because now he sees, praise God, that you're standing for him. You want to do what he's calling you to do. Your identity is in him and not in yourself. My God, I give you glory. Peter has three names. In one place, he's Simon. In another place, he's Peter.
And yet another, he's both Simon Peter. One translation of the name. See in the Bible, see, we the people name their kids all kind of stuff now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But see, God, back then when he named the people, praise God, he knew what he was doing. People sought God for the name, praise God. One translation for Simon is reed. Reed are very fragile. They shake and move with any gust of wind. Yet, at the same time, he is being called by his new name, Peter. A large rock that is firm, stable, and strong. See, through the trials, and we don't want trials, but we go through those things daily. Praise God. I don't know about you, praise God, yet caught up by Shanda, because we go through things daily, and we go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. And God builds us up, even in our most backwards place. And praise God, going backwards, forward, in, out, praise God. And God still yet working on us. My God, I give you glory. So therefore, praise God, Peter, the large rock that is firm, stable, and strong. Are we strong? Are we stable today? Are we going to be stable in the Lord? Amen. The Bible says in James 1, 6 and 8 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Until his identity issues were settled, his destiny as the gate to the next great move of God would be frustrated and never manifest. See, I'm talking to somebody. My God, I give you glory. God wants to bless us in such a way. We are the ones, amen, praise God, to the next generation, to the next, what God is doing our lives, until the body of Christ settles who they are, we will never be able to shift into the next move that God desires to release into the earth. Oh, glory to God, as I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, because we are getting ready to shift into a new place, a release in the earth. God says there's a dimension, amen, that he desire us to go to. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. See, God is looking for the people because we wonder, what's going on in the body of Christ? What's going on? There's no healing. There's no deliverance. There's nothing going on right now, praise God. Is healing still taking place? See, people have questions. But Father says that we should do greater works than Jesus did. Yes, we should open the blinded eyes. The deaf should hear. The lame should walk. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, Gonobosia. God wants to do something in the kingdom of God. That's why Jesus allowed Satan to sift Simon. The old man, Simon, had to be separated, and Peter had to be shifted into the person God created, Peter. Jesus also understood that the most important thing that Peter contained was faith. See, we have to hold on to our faith, people of God. In order to move mountains, raise the dead,
and shake the system of the world, it will require your faith that was greater than he currently had. It was the trials and testing that purified his faith. And now he was ready to lead the change and take charge into the next dimension. Thousands of years before Peter was born, the prophet Joel began to declare that a sovereign move of God will come forth to bring forth restoration, restitution, and the release of the Spirit of God. But let him, he said, act in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts, remember that, is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let no man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man and unstable in all his ways. The Bible says in Joel 22 and 23 to 30, he said, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rains faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. It is no coincidence that God has spoken this thing today. It is time to rejoice in the Lord our God. Because why? His reign in sovereignty has come to release restoration. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. The wheat speaks of the harvest and answered prayer. There shall be a release of the new dimensions of God's glory and anointing. Here, the Lord says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. No matter what you go through, amen, for your next dimension. God is declaring today that the anointing for restoration and restitution is upon us. Come on, people of God. These years that we spent in toil, labor, and sacrifice with no breakthrough and no increase will now turn into prosperity, power, and praise. God's Spirit poured out. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Spirit, come on, Holy Ghost, on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, he said. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Come on, Holy Ghost. And also on my maidservant and on my maidservants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. Peter suffered. God sifted and almost lost it all for those days. The Bible says in verse 29, speaks of all of your trials and pain were not for nothing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Let me say that one more time to somebody today. Glory to his name. All your trials and your pain were not for nothing. They are those days that God has already declared over you and declared over your life. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God wants to bless us, people of God. Yes, God, I thank you. The Bible says in Acts 2, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, verse number 14 started, but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice, come on, and said to the men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known unto you, and heed my words, he said. And after Peter had publicly denied Christ, he went through a private, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. He went through a private restoration amongst his brethren. But now it was time for the world to see the apostle that God called to and found his church to rise up with the power and declare and prophetically unlock a generation. See, sometimes, oh yes, Holy Ghost, God takes us through a private restoration. See, everybody don't need to see you go through something. See, because they don't understand your walk. They don't understand, glory to God, what God is doing in your life. But here comes Peter, the one, praise God, just Holy Spirit, that he allowed the enemy to sift him. Now he's going through a private restoration, praise God, just Holy Spirit. And God founded the church, a rise of power, amen, and declared prophetically and unlocked the generations, amen. Peter trials sifted him until only the new things remain. See, one time I asked God, is anything left? Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody been there? I'm speaking truth today, praise God. Anybody been there, praise God, did I die already, God? Glory to God. Because it seems like you're still pressing on me, praise God. But see what God is doing, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. Peter trialed, sifted him until only new things remain. All the old things that was on the inside had to go. Praise God. Now it was time to for him to rise and shift the body of Christ into the next dimension. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, chapter 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons, yes, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your men, the young men shall see visions. The old men shall dream dreams. See, we at a place where people are getting messed up right now. And the reason why I'm saying get messed up, because there's such a revelation. If you're in that place right now, and God is dealing with you in visions and dreams and showing you things that can take place on this day that he showed you overnight and it happens the next day. We're in that time right now. Ask me, I know. We're in that time right now where God will reveal something to you, praise God, in the midnight hour. The next day it happens. That's the time that we're living in, people of God. And that's why God says, I don't want you to get out of place. I don't want you to think of yourself, amen, too small. Let yourself know that you are authentic in God, that you want to be unique in God. You don't want to betray nobody else. You want to be who God called you to be. Peter had no choice. He knew, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, that he had failed, praise God. He failed Jesus. He went away. He ran away, praise God. And the first thing Jesus said when he came back, where's Peter? Go get him. See, that's the way God wants us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't run from him. Praise God. He said, where you at? Glory to God. Glory to God. Where you at? Praise God. I know you was praying all the time, but now you done lost your way. Where you at? Praise God. I know you was fasting. Praise God. Get caught up by Sunday. All of a sudden now you're eating. You don't even care about fasting no more. Where you at? My God, I give you glory. Now we don't even want to do the work of the Lord. We say, oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Can you help me with this? Oh, no, I can't help you with that. Glory to God, glory to God. Where you at? That's what God wants to know today. Where you at? My God, I give you glory. Yes, you're going to go through some things. Yes, sometimes you don't feel like it, praise God. But let me tell you something. When you press your way in, praise God, and you take care of God's business, he's going to take care of your business. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today because I had to talk to my own self. Praise God. Where you at? Message today, where you at? Hear the men servants. He said, yeah, they should prophesy. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I'm going to pour out on you. I'm going to pour out on you. I'm going to pour my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I'm not talking about no fake tongues. I'm not talking about no fake prophecies. I'm talking about the true and living God. I got to the place now, praise God, Yekorabashanda. There are so many people speaking, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And I just look at them, praise God. Not that I judge them, praise God, but I judge the prophecy. Because if it doesn't line up with the will of God for my life, it's not my prophecy. And see, God lets us know because our spirit shall bear witness to what they say. Come on, Holy Ghost. Here, he said, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. As Peter stood to prophesy and declare the words of Joel, it signified the release of the next dimension of the church, the power and the authority filled with the Spirit of God. The next dimension is here, people of God. It is time for us to stand up and raise our voices and declare that which God has spoken. I ain't scared to lose friends because I always walked alone anyway. See, a lot of times we don't want to correct people. We don't want to say nothing because we're afraid of losing friends, but it's not that time, season. It's that time to be real with the people because the blood will be upon our hands. The next dimension is here. It's time for us to stand up and raise our voices and declare that which for now is the time of manifestation, people of God. That is my word for today. Hallelujah. I pray that you got something out of it. I said before, great destiny provokes great warfare. When you have a great destiny ahead of you that you can't perceive, yes, Holy Spirit, it will provoke some things to take place. But just know this, Jesus have your back because he said, I already prayed for you. So he prayed for you already. He prayed that you will make it. He prayed that you will stand for him. He prayed that you would do outreach for him. He prayed all these prayers. Hallelujah. He said, I pray for all that you have given me, Father. I never lost one of them. So you are in the kingdom of God, people of God. Don't lose heart. Don't lose faith. Keep pressing. Keep asking Jesus, what is my next assignment? See, we don't ask God what our next assignment because we want to sit still. We want to lay dormant sometimes. We don't want to do nothing, praise God, but we want all the glory on us. God, what is my next assignment? Lord, I'm ready. Isaiah said it best. Hallelujah. Hear my Lord. Send me. Are you ready, people of God? Where you at today? God wants to know where you're at, no matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. Jesus can fix it for you. You're not lost. You gained a whole lot. You're getting ready to go to new places in God. Hallelujah. Just let God know, I'm ready, God. I'm ready for everything that you have for me. And when you say that to the Lord, amen, everything else pertaining to your life will be fixed because you now, you're surrendered to God and God will fix it for you. So don't give up, people of God. God is going to fix it for you. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Before I pray, amen, don't forget tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. Bishop Thurman Butler will be on. Amen. Undisputed Truth Ministries at 6 p.m. And don't forget, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, God. Wednesday. I'm losing my days, y'all. Wednesday, weekly workout with Lady T at 6 p.m. And don't forget our newcomer. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. True Vine International Ministry will be on Thursday. Amen. And don't forget, on Friday, amen, we will not be on Fresh Fire Friday because I'm doing prayer, amen, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. in the morning. So that's a little much. So right now, God has me on a new assignment. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you may do so, or you need to call me for prayer or anything like that. You can call me 302-883-9799, and I will be there for you. That's what, people of God, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Praise God. Let us pray out, praise God, and I will leave with you with a song. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, I come, and I bless your holy name. God, I give you glory, Father God, for how you have spoken to us today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray that the word that you have given me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, yes, Holy Spirit, has blessed thy people, Father God, and we have opened up our hearts to the things of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as you said, Lord God, that we, glory to God, come to you, Father God, and surrender our will to you, Father God, that you may have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. So we thank you, Father God. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God. Bless their lives, God. Bless their children. Bless their household, God. Bless their spouse, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, God, for what you're going to do and what you have already done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, and we lift you up. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And my soul says amen on today. God bless you all. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Amen. Praise God.
Hold on. Don't give up. Don't you ever, you don't have to cry. God sees, he sees what you're going.